Jim Toronto here at WGN, filling in for Ro Khan and Anna DeVlantis. Here till 6 o'clock. Then we'll hand it over to Judge Serrato. We'll do some pregame. And then the Blackhawks take on the Carolina Hurricanes at 6:30 here at WGN, your home for Blackhawks hockey. Your first place Blackhawks hockey. And I got to still say, I'm still trembling after talking to Tony Esposito. Like I said, I took my confirmation name after the guy. I played goalie. I had pictures of him. I still have pictures of him in my house. And it just really taught me a lot. I played sports in high school, and Tony taught me a lot about sportsmanship, because this was a guy that just played the game real hard and played it fair. Played it tough, but played it fair. And he never took bows either. He made some amazing athletic things, and he would just flip the puck to the referee like, hey, I do it all the time. What's the big deal? And that's the way. Like Walter Payton said, when you go to the end zone, you shouldn't have to dance around. You should act like you've been there all the time and you're coming back for more. That's why I don't do many dances here. I stay right in the seat. What's the big deal? I'm not doing any victory laps. But I am happy to be back in this time slot. If you are a listener of the afternoon show from a few years ago, and used to listen, I hope that you are enjoying the show. It's nice to connect with you again. Phone number is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 if you want to join in. I am playing in the background there Ramsey Lewis's The In Crowd. And that is the theme song for this segment that I like to call the Millennial Meter. Because you see, I'm hitting that age now where I'm kind of on the cusp of wondering if I'm still cool. I mean, I know I'm cool, duh, but am I really cool? I mean, I'm cool in my eyes, but am I cool in the millennials' eyes? And if you've listened to me at all over the last several years, you know I oftentimes reference my godson Patrick Minogue, and so I use him now as something I call my millennial meter. I gauge if I'm cool based on what Patrick thinks, because Patrick is a millennial. He's right in the sweet spot. What are you, 31?
31.
31.
Yeah.
So he's 31. So I say, like, for instance, Patrick, should I grow a man bun?
No.
No. See, right there. He says, no, you should not grow a man bun. But should I grow a beard?
Yes.
Yes. And he also says that I should not use my Just for Men, that I should actually let my beard go free.
Yes.
And be gray and do not worry.
I agree. Yeah.
You know what happened? You know how vain I am, Patrick? Today I ran out of Just for Men. I used an eyebrow pencil to color my.
All right, that's commitment. I'll give you that. You're committed to the cause.
Well, you know, because the first hour of the radio show here in the afternoon is broadcast on CLTV.
Right.
So, you know, I wanted to make sure that my goatee would show up on screen.
Okay. Right.
It wasn't because I'm vain or anything.
Right.
Yeah, right. So anyway, when I've done a lot of the fill-ins that I've done here on WGN for the last year or so, last 5 or 6 months or so, I came up with this idea, and Patrick's come in every so often, and I throw some ideas past him, like what color sock should I buy?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about
beer.
Well, every millennial, of course, with the beer.
Right.
Now, I've been into Strongbow.
Cider.
In fact, Patrick bought me a nice bottle of cider that I'm going to open up on New Year's Eve. So you would say cider is cool.
Cider's cool. I'm not a huge cider person, but yeah, it's
well, you have to drink all your craft beers because you're a hipster millennial.
Right.
You know, once again, it's every time I see Patrick, and I see him on and off, you know, quite a bit, but every time I see him like a true millennial, he never looks the same. One day he has no beard. The next day he has stubble. The next day he's clean shaven.
Right.
The next day he has sort of a stubble.
Right.
What are we talking about today?
This is pretty
full beard.
Winter beard.
Full beard. And now, your haircut is the full slide.
The low fade.
Low fade. Right. I know it's full slide. Now,
full slide.
The funny thing is, I saw an article in the newspaper the other day about a guy that has your haircut like that, with the, you know, shaved on the sides and full on the top.
Longer on top.
And he was afraid that people were thinking that he was a Nazi.
You know, I read.
Do you get that?
I read that. Was that in the Washington Post?
It may have been. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole story on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
But you don't feel like you get any.
No.
Nobody's giving you any Heil Hitler signs when you're walking down the street right now.
No. Nope.
All right. So let's get into this. So Patrick so far has helped me quite a bit, even though I have taken none of his advice.
I know. I haven't seen a beard yet.
I'm still dyeing my goatee. I'm not growing a beard, although I haven't got a man bun.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the only thing.
Right.
But you did say that it's cool for me to wear black. That black is a cool.
Black's cool.
So that's what I wear all the time.
Yeah, you do have the red scarf today, which
I do have. Yeah, a little touch for the holidays.
Right.
You know, you got to have a little accessory.
Pop of color.
Yeah, there you go.
Color pop.
Yeah. Talk about, as I've said many times in this segment, when Patrick starts to talk about this stuff, I say I love Patrick to death, but I hate everything he and his generation stand for.
Right.
Because the other day, I was asking him about a beer that he brought. He came, him and his wife came to my house the other day for Christmas, and he brought a beer over. And I said, "Oh, what's it made of?" And I love Patch. I love you. But he goes, "It has notes of, what did it have notes of?"
It's like chocolate notes.
Chocolate notes. I was like, notes? It used to say it tastes like this.
Right.
Now, suddenly, beer has notes of chocolate. Yeah. Oh, don't forget my Cashmere Woods has
notes of cashmere.
Notes of, no. It's heavy. No. It's notes of vanilla, citrus, and amber.
Oh, there you go.
How do you like my?
Yeah, you know what?
Right in his face.
It's strong.
So let me ask you a couple of questions here. First of all, since it's the holidays, ugly sweaters, yes or no, for the holidays?
Oh, like, remember the,
those ugly sweaters that people wear, and now it's become kind of cool to have an ugly sweater.
Party.
Yeah. Is that cool or not?
No, I mean, it's been done.
Yeah, we've that's how I feel.
Yeah,
I'm like, if you're wearing ugly sweaters, I think that you're trying too hard.
Yeah, you know, it's fine. You know, one thing that's actually popular is like onesie parties now.
What does that mean?
Instead of an ugly sweater, you just wear like a onesie. So like a
really?
Like, yeah, you know, like, remember when you're, you know, as a kid, you'd wear like
a onesie. They make those for adults?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Adult onesies. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we were going to a New Year's Eve party this weekend.
And the guys wear onesies.
And, well, it was as like a theme, as a joke.
I understand
that. Yeah, yeah.
But you're walking around onesies.
Yeah, if you can get a good one. Yeah. So we might have a theme party for New Year's Eve as a onesie party.
Really?
Yeah, a bunch of 30-year-olds in onesies.
Well, that brings – okay, so here's the other part, too, about the ugly sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
They're not ugly. They're gaudy.
Yeah.
There's one thing. I mean, and for the holidays, gaudy is okay. So I don't really mind.
Sure.
But I don't like the fact that they're called ugly sweaters, because then it takes on this thing like, look how cool I am.
Right.
I'm wearing something ugly. No, you're just wearing a gaudy sweater.
Right.
And I think at the holidays, everything's gaudy.
Sure.
I mean, look at the studio.
Right. Yep.
It's filled with ornaments and gaudy things. Yes. So, you know, okay. So up or down on the...
I would say down.
Okay.
Say down.
So now you just mentioned something. New Year's Eve parties at home or at a venue
for the
millennials?
At home.
At home.
House parties, yeah.
As opposed to the $500 night out.
Yeah, I mean, especially now, like, we're all taking Ubers. With the surge pricing, it's out of control.
Surge pricing?
Oh, yeah, like two
extra. I don't even know what you're talking about.
So the normal fare would be two times the normal fare, because they know that it's demand, you know? So you're getting, you know, you get a ticket, you get your beer package, your drinks package.
And then your surge parking.
And then your surge.
Your surge
charges.
Uber.
Yeah, you know, it's
so do
it's
you
crazy.
Use Uber?
Yes.
All the time.
All the time.
See, I'm sorry. I'm old school, but the thought of getting into a stranger's car,
right,
still scares me. I know that I'm walking into a stranger's car with a cab, but at least his picture is in there, and there's like a serial number. It could be his prison number. I don't know, but at least there's a little sign on the car. It looks official.
See, I get an Uber. I have a water in the back ready for me. I have chargers ready for me,
and it's cheaper, right?
Depends. Again, if you're getting a surge charge.
Surge charge.
Yeah, and it's like peak hour, so rush hour, you know, in the morning.
So there's now. You mean, so Uber's trying to find a way to make money now?
Right.
Ah, yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Funny how all those cool hipster things that used to be free suddenly cost money.
Well, now there's Lyft, too. Lyft is
Lyft, yeah, right, it. Exactly. Yeah. So you're more for the home party. The millennials are more for the home party.
I'd say as an older millennial, I think, you know, you talk to someone who's 21, they're still trying to go out, but...
Okay, here's a question I have, because as you see, when I come to work, whenever I go, I carry a briefcase.
Okay.
All right. Now, hold on, because I'm already seeing you look at me like I'm 75 years old. So is it backpack?
Yeah.
Is it man purse? Or is it briefcase? Which one?
I think briefcase is pretty cool.
Briefcase is cool?
I think it's pretty classy, Jim. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
on your
back. But I mean, don't all millennials have a backpack? Isn't that like your...
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I get it. Like, you want your hands to be texting and, you know, but I think it's a nice touch to have a briefcase. I think
really?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
I think it's an elevated look, Jim.
You know, I guess I'm just really cool.
I'm
trying to stump you, and I hope you're not just being nice to me because I give you nice gifts at Christmas and I'm your godfather.
No,
I'm a little worried at his briefcase answer.
Speaking as another millennial.
Yeah, that teems a little bit of favoritism. There's a little bit there.
No, see,
So Craig is like, yeah, I saw Craig's go, wait a minute, I'll give him the New Year's Eve party, but I'm not giving him the briefcase.
Yeah, we gotta take 1 second here.
Are you a backpack guy?
I would definitely, I'd recommend a backpack to most people.
Not the man commute. Purse, like the, like the...
I wouldn't necessarily go man purse and certainly not briefcase.
Ouch. Certainly not briefcase.
I would actually carry all my things in my hands before going to briefcase. I think, yeah.
Well, the best, as I've always said, the best thing about my briefcase is I have nothing work-related in it. I have 25 pairs of sunglasses. I've got some pencils and pens. I got a picture of my mom, and I've got now a can of cashmere woods.
There you go.
So that's what's in my briefcase.
See, a backpack to me seems like you're going to school. It's like, you know.
Interesting.
To me, it's like you got your pencils. And,
you know. And the thing is, like, people my age, people had backpacks.
Yep.
But if you had a backpack, you were not in the in crowd when I was growing up.
Okay.
That was not cool at all.
So what did you guys use?
We used book bags, which the backpack is a great idea because, believe me, we had book bags that we would just put books
sack?
In a sack and we would carry it over our backs. I mean, we all had like bad clavicles. And I mean, it was in high school, the big thing, I went to St. Pat's on the Northwest Side and you bought your book bag. And it was just this white burlap sack that said St. Pat's Shamrocks on it.
Wow.
You just put your bags in it and you carried it over your,
so
like Santa.
Yeah.
Or a robber.
Man.
So
see, when we were in high school, it was like, you know, what do you have in North Face backpack?
Right, exactly.
It's kind of a cool, you know.
Right. But you're saying now, well, what I love now is there's dissension among the millennials.
Yeah.
See, I'm loving that.
We could get Violetta to tell us a final answer on this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh.
On the briefcase?
Yeah.
Briefcase, man purse, or backpack.
I think for convenience, backpack. But if you're trying to go for a classy, elevated look, a briefcase could work.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you, Velveeta.
All right.
I'm loving Velalita. What is it, Velalita?
Violetta.
Violetta.
Violetta. I have a whole song for myself because no one knows my name.
Violetta, jump a little lighter. Senorita, come sit by my fire. What is your song?
Violetta, Violetta, Violetta.
Oh, that's great. Now I'm going to be able to remember it, actually.